All right, it's the open line hour at Rosehill House, where we take any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we've pretty well covered the gamut this morning with all lines fully loaded right now. Let's see how many more we can get to. While we wrap up this hour, we bring in our friends from Lyons Roofing in the following hour. Talk about, you always heard that the Maytag repair salesman was the loneliest guy on the planet. No, the Arizona roofer is the loneliest guy on the planet when it hasn't rained in 10 months. They're going to come in and they're going to remind you, don't ignore your roof. Rain will come back one day. Let's bring Matt into the conversation. Good morning, Matt. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Rosie. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, good. What you up to?
Oh, I'm up to pretty much everything on, you know, out in the yard right now. But I had Arizona Painting Company come out just recently to give me a quote. And my house is 80% stucco. And then the second story on two sides of the house are panel boards, like the press board panel boards.
Yeah, it has like a rough sawn texture with little grooves sawn into it. It's called T111.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And on the seams, it apparently at some point before we moved in, it got some moisture in it.
Yep.
And they're pulling out from the nail heads, swelling a little bit.
Yep.
And so my suggestion to Arizona Painting Company was before they paint, maybe I should put some boards on those seams. Instead of trying to repair it, because it looks like it would look like a pretty crummy repair job. If I did some, 4 or 5 inch boards and just ran them up over all of the seams, and then we caulked that and then they painted over it.
Well,
they thought that was a great idea, but I'm wondering if that's necessary or if there's something else that maybe I should be thinking of.
Well, once those edges got wet, they started swelling. That's why the nails are being pulled out. You're going to need to caulk that. And then if you want to install a bat board over the top of that, that's fine. You can do it. Most of the time, we don't bat over, T111 just 4 foot on center. Generally, we'll do it 16 on center so it kind of looks intentional and purposeful. But there's nothing wrong with throwing a bat up there 4 foot on center. And that'll give you another good decade of use of the siding, probably.
Yeah, it's on the side and the back of the house, so aesthetically it's not,
Okay.
The people that drive through our alley, I really don't care what they think of my house. So
You can do that or you can ask Arizona Paint Company, what do y'all think about a elastomeric caulking those joints, and then let's roll a 4 inch or 8 inch roll of elastomeric coating just over that joint prior to priming and painting it. That would probably accomplish almost the same thing, Matt. That would be one of the very, very few instances that I would recommend elastomeric paint, not over the entire area, but just over that swelling joint area. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I will run that by them. Awesome. Thanks so much, Rosie.
Okay, man. Let's go to Pat real quick. We're running tight on time about a new air conditioning dilemma. Pat, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
What I'm calling about is my air conditioner.
Okay.
We had a new air conditioner installed in April of 2016 by one of your referral people that we've used for 20 years since we've moved here.
Great.
And, yes, we've been happy with everybody, and this has been our only problem.
Okay.
When the air conditioning turns off and the fan turns off and the outside unit turns off, my husband and I hear like a drip sound coming through the vent in one of the bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
And we've had the repairman from them up here twice, once a month ago for the annual inspection, and they had him back again this week, telling him to listen to this sound. He's been up there. Now, this is the same guy twice.
Okay.
He's been up there, and he said the drip pans are dry. There's no water. He's run water through the pipe. He's checked the thing outside, and he said it sounds like an air duct expansion. Well, we're from Illinois, and we had heat for eons, and air duct expansions never sound like this. It's like a drip, continual sound for like about 5 to 10 minutes, and it gradually just stops. So we can't figure out what it is, and we're leaving town for a couple months. That's the problem.
and you want to make sure you don't have moisture problems.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if he's been up there and checked the pans, and what he did is he ran water through the condensate drain to make sure it was open, that was fine. And it can be, Pat, it can be the duct. When we installed a new air conditioning unit at our house, we ended up with exactly the same thing, only in one bedroom. And I want to tell you, we have run cameras. We have literally crawled through the ductwork ourselves, and there is no water. It sounds exactly like a drip. It's not the air conditioning cabinet. It's not the condensate. And we've also at our house written it off to it's got to just be the colder air with a new unit hitting that ductwork. And as it winds down and reestablishes back to room temperature, it's just going through a little thermal contraction. I would tell you, if you've got a Rosie certified contractor on it and he's looked through it, I would feel confident what he's telling you is probably right. But I've got your phone number, and I'm going to want to dig a little deeper into a couple more possibilities before you leave town. Lizzie, Roland, Lisa, all left on hold. I'll get to you off air as we depart and welcome Lions Roofing into the 10 o'clock hour.